Welcome to the Skin Club podcast.
We are your hosts. I'm Rachel, a licensed esthetician and certified laser technician.
And I'm Alita, a licensed esthetician and integrative health practitioner.
Welcome to the club.
Welcome back to the Skin Club podcast. We have missed you guys. Today's episode is a fun one. We're doing some fun home Reddit stories, home skincare for Reddit stories. That's a mouthful. Holy shiz.
It is a mouthful, but I'm excited. I love to read other people's trauma.
Oh, absolutely. It makes ours a little more bearable.
Right.
Well, let's dive in. What's our weekly favorites and our weekly updates? So, Rach, what's your faves?
You're gonna love this one. I started using the Just Ingredients mouthwash and I love it so much. My sister-in-law got it for me for my birthday.
Oh.
Yeah, so I've been using it since then and I've loved it so much. It tastes yummy, but also one of my sister-in-laws was telling me that she was using that when she was feeling sick and had a sore throat. And after using that, like, it literally went away because of the colloidal silver in it.
Yeah.
It literally made it go away and she felt so much better. And so I just think it's really cool what they did with that mouthwash. And so that has been my very favorite this week.
I love that. No, it's honestly amazing. I've loved theirs. Well, that's amazing. Happy for you.
Thank you.
Found your best mouthwash on the market.
Oh my gosh. No, seriously. Like, I'm just trying to really have some good oral hygiene, because did I tell you how I went to the dentist? And so I didn't know this. I guess I chipped a tooth in my back, like one of my back ones is chipped, and I need to get a, what is it called? I don't know.
Cavity?
Yeah, it's like worse than a cavity.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have to get like a crown?
That might be what I have to get. I don't know what it's called, because growing up, I've never had any issues with my teeth. Like, I've always been cavity free. But when I went this last time, like, I had so many issues with my mouth. And I'm like, holy cow, like, this is going to cost so much money. But it's fine, because my dentist is one of my good friends, and his daughter's one of my good friends. So I was like, okay, hypothetically speaking, how long can I go before it gets really bad? Because I cannot afford all of this work right now.
God, no.
So we're really taking care of oral hygiene. I mean, not that I didn't before, but I'm like really trying to like do extra things. Like I'm scraping my tongue more so than I used to. I have two different mouthwashes, using prescription toothpaste, because she's helping me go as long as I can till I can pay for it. So yeah, that is how it's going.
You can remineralize your teeth. There's different toothpastes that will remineralize. You leave them on like a little mask. I've gone from, like, if I had a tooth that was like had a little cavity on it, I put that sucker on there. I'm diligent. It goes away.
Okay. Yes, please send that to me, because I've never had issues like this. And now all of a sudden it's like all the years of not having it. It's now the universe is like, gotcha. Now you're dealing with all of it at once.
Well, literally, I've had almost every single tooth in my head filled when I was a kid. Like, you would think that I like literally ate candy for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, but I just have really bad enamel. And so literally why I got fake teeth, because my teeth are like literal jello.
Oh.
Yeah, they're like very fragile.
Yeah.
So anyways, I'll help you out. You know, my 5 years in the dental industry, I could give you some tips and tricks.
I know. I'm like, why didn't I even think to like talk to you?
I'm like in no way, shape, or form like a qualified person in that category, but it's fine.
No, you know some stuff.
I know some stuff, but there's a much that I don't know.
Well, what are your weekly favorites?
My weekly favorite. Have I talked to you about the peptides that I've been taking?
No, but I've seen you post about them and it makes me wonder if I need to be taking them.
I think everyone should be taking them. Use my link. If you don't have it, message me for it because it'll get you a little discount. It'll get you $15 off your first order if you order in February. But Make Wellness is the company. And the one that I take are Lean and Fit. So it's essentially like a plant-based version of a GLP-1 and muscle building support. So it's like blood sugar support and also muscle growth and repair. And so it's plant-based peptides. And so they are fantastic. They work very similarly to the peptides, like the synthetic ones that make you really buff, not like steroids, but like they're growth factors, peptides that really help with muscle growth and all these different skin things, whatever. And I have seen results of people who have wanted to do a GLP-1 but didn't want to do any shots. And so they tried this and lost lots of pounds doing it for those who wanted to. I don't think that it's just like you do nothing and you lose weight on these things, but I have noticed between that and creatine in the last 6 weeks, I have gained more muscle mass than I have in the last year. No joke.
Wow.
Fantastic. Like I can feel my hamstrings and I can feel my muscle and my glutes activating more than they ever have in my life. So I'm pretty excited.
Is it like a powder or is it like a pill?
So the fit, let's see, the fit I want to say is the powder and then the lean is the pill. They have both, but like one is a powder, one is a pill. And I think a lot of them are pills, but some of them are powders. I've only tried those two. They have some for sleep, they have some for energy, they have some for focus. They have a bunch of different ones. Let me send you the link.
Yeah, I'm like, please, I need all of it. But I do prefer pills because I already take so many powder supplements throughout the day that I made myself actually sick last week because I was taking so many different powders and like so many different drinks that I think I went to bed. I'm like, Jason, am I gonna die? Like, I drink too much water. Like, I know too much of one thing can be bad. Like, I consumed so much water that I was feeling sick.
Oh my gosh. Wait, be careful. Well, I mix this in about 8 ounces of water and I take it on my way to the gym and I drink a protein shake on my way to the gym. So I'm getting like 30 grams of protein plus this peptide and I have my creatine in there with my electrolytes. You know, I'm quite the hoe for some supplements. So I could literally like get my daily intake from all the supplements that I take, of all the nutrients that I need, probably that I should probably be eating more of. It's fine, whatever.
Do
I
you
know.
think it's bad to like combine powders together?
Oh, well, it depends on what they are, but most of the time, no.
Okay.
It's just like a flavor thing that I'd be more skeptical of. You know?
Okay.
But yeah, like I also drink my Better Greens. So once I'm at the gym, like when I'm lifting, I drink my electrolytes. I've been trying to take my creatine like right before I work out, and then I have like my electrolytes while I work out. And then when I walk for an hour on the treadmill afterwards, I drink my Better Days because I can drink a whole 40 ounces while I'm lifting, and then I drink a whole 40 ounces while I'm walking.
Okay, yeah.
And then I have about like 16 ounces of water before I even go to the gym. So by the time the clock strikes 7 a.m., girlfriend, I'm 90 or 95 ounces deep in some water.
Are you like running to the restroom throughout your workout?
No. No. I think that after like nothing makes you feel like you have a tiny bladder that like then pregnancy does. So as long as I'm not going to the bathroom as frequently as I did when I'm pregnant, I feel like I'm winning. You know?
Well, I love that for you. Fit queen, healthy queen, supplement queen. Give us all
Trying.
the links.
We're trying. I'm literally just like trying to keep my freaking stress as low as I possibly can, because the second I get stressed, I turn into a mother freaking balloon. So I'm really trying, especially before all these events that I have coming up. It's hard, man.
Yeah, well.
It's fine. We're surviving. Oh, we're gonna be okay. We're gonna be okay. Just I need to make it to the end of April. I have worked every single weekend since September, every Saturday, Sunday since September, pretty much, and it doesn't stop until April 26th is my first Saturday off since September.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I'm ready for a break.
Yeah.
I'm trying to go to Hawaii.
I was gonna say you should go on a vacation if you have that off.
Yeah, well, I was talking with my in-laws today about going to Japan. I'm like, that would be sick.
That is like one of the coolest places ever. I've never been, but that's definitely at the top of my bucket list. And one of my good friends, she just went and did go-karts in Japan and said it was like totally worth it and it was so much fun.
My gosh, I just like I'm on the TikTok Japan side where people go to the gas station or like the little supermarkets at like 3 a.m. and it's like the safest thing in the world and they just go and get ramen. I love it.
Oh, me too. And it inspired me to get ramen at my local grocery store. And I didn't realize how spicy it was. And like, I was chugging a gallon of milk because of how spicy it was. And so, like, I would have to make sure it's not a spicy kind if I were to do that.
Can you read it?
No.
Maybe they have like little fire symbols on it to tell you how hot it is.
I know. But that's also the other thing, too. At those convenience stores, like they just trust people. Like there's no one working there. You just scan in and like they trust
Same.
you. Like America could never.
No, literally. We can't have nice things. It's fine. Also, okay, wait, we have updates for you guys. We're going to an event. We're going to Skin Games really soon. And when we're at Skin Games, our merch store will be live. And we have so many new pieces. And they're going to be live for only like 4 days. We're going to be on stories chatting about them and vlogging our whole trip. So you guys get ready for some Skin Club content because the world travelers are back, baby. We're going.
We're going to Georgia.
We're going to Georgia. So, and you guys, you do not want to miss these next launches. Like, they're unlike other things that we've done before, and they're just so cutie. So, I literally cannot wait.
Dare I say comical? They're so funny too.
They're like a lot of like inside jokes, not like amongst like the Skin Club podcast, but just like esthetician jokes
Yeah.
that like you've got to be in it to know.
Yes.
But, anyways, what are your updates?
Oh my gosh, it was Valentine's Day and I went on a really cutie date with Jason. I worked all day and he worked all day, but once we got off work, we went and we got some dinner together and then we went on a little cutie plane ride and he surprised me with a box of my favorite chocolates from See's Candy.
Cute. Wait, which ones are your favorites?
So he got me a lot more. He got me my favorites and some extras, but I love a good Bordeaux chocolate.
Love.
So good. They have one, I don't know what it's called, but it tastes like caramel and with like a brown sugar like texture.
I need that
I
right
don't
now.
know what it is, but it's amazing. And then I also love their coffee flavored chocolates. Those are good. So those are my favorites. So he got me a box full of those and then some other random ones that are yummy. But it was so cute. Like, I don't go up with him in the sky nearly enough, and it was so much fun. It is a tiny little plane, so we are like just packed in there, and it is touchy. I took control of the steering wheel or whatever it's called for a second, and I was just like teasing, and I like was turning to the side, just like teasing. It is so touchy.
Ashes.
It was so touchy. I like started screaming because it like yanked us to the side. I was like,
Oh my gosh, I would
I'm
be
done.
crying.
I'm done. I don't know what I was thinking. It was just almost like a impulse thought or intrusive thought to just like
That's actually insane.
crank the airplane to the side. But it was beautiful. It is so pretty over all of the lights. And it was just so much fun. It was a cutie little romantic night. And so I feel like that's probably my biggest update because I feel like my life really is uneventful. Whenever anyone always asks me, like, what's new with you? I'm like, really nothing. Like I'm working, doing makeup. I'm at the Skin Bar, Revive, and hanging out with my family. Like nothing too eventful right now, just getting ready for all these events. But after the events, it'll be more exciting updates.
Oh, because of the events.
Yeah, like Utah,
Okay.
Georgia, and I feel like I have something else coming. So that is that. What are you
So,
up to?
I've just been in planning mode. I've been planning lots of course, our Georgia trip. We've been working hard on merch for that. I have our Flourish 1 year party coming up. I am so excited. We have such amazing vendors coming. We've got like a charm girl. We have a non-toxic spray tan artist coming. We have Glow Beauty coming and a lady that makes sourdough chocolate chip cookies, and she's also selling sourdough. And
I
we're gonna
need.
have, of course, like a poppy bar. We're gonna have charcuterie. We're gonna have all of our new merch there. Lots of product sales and treatment sales and just big discounts. And I'm excited. I get so nervous about throwing events. I always feel like no one's gonna come. But then people show up and it like makes me literally cry. And so I'm excited just to see the people who support Flourish and lots of our clients and SD friends and members and all the things. So if anyone wants to come, if you're local or if you're not, come to Arizona. It's March 1st from 9 to noon. It's just like a Saturday morning, and we're having it be like a farmer's market theme, just like fun organic vibes. So, yeah, I'm excited. I hate planning parties, but like I can say hate because like I hate doing it because I don't feel like I'm good at them. But I do have such great people around me that are so helpful. And I also hired someone. I hired a manager and a lead receptionist. Well, she's a manager slash lead receptionist, and she starts tomorrow. We are training her, and you guys, I cannot wait to share more about her, but it's so interesting. I love interviewing people, and I don't know, maybe it's God, maybe it's the universe, maybe it's my own intuition. Whoever's speaking to me during these interviews, I just feel like I immediately know, and I get such peace of mind. And I know, because anytime you hire, or when someone like leaves or comes or goes, whatever, it changes the dynamic of the team. Like for better or for worse, things change. And so I love my team right now, and we are so comfortable. And I mean, I've loved everyone who's walked through the Flourish doors and has worked with me. It's just been so much change over the last year, from hiring people having babies and leaving, and just all the things that have happened. It's shifted entirely. And it's so exciting though, because I do see a lot of my team being with me for a long time. And it's just very exciting to me because I finally feel like I have my girls. And there's something that like brings so much peace to that, just knowing that people care about their job. Like people want to stay, people care. And they are also like trusting me, even though this is my first time. Like, I do give so much credit to my team for honestly like sticking with us through the last year. And anyways, I'm going on a rant, but we hired someone new. She is awesome, and I think that she's going to be such a great addition to our team. And I'll share more about her in coming weeks as we get her more established. But I finally hired a freaking manager after 3 years of having my own business, and she kind of works as like my assistant. And I just can't wait for that kind of help that I've been dying for.
Yes, no, that will be so nice because you are Miss Do It All, and I love that for you, but I think it will be great for you.
So the way that Maria literally, like, she's been yelling at me lately, like, stop saying yes to everything. You need to slow down. I'm like, I'm trying. Anyways, it's a lot, but I feel very lucky and I'm very excited about this new little venture. But guys, as long as I can make it to the end of April, if you guys see me in May, that means miracles have happened. That means I have survived the busiest time of my life.
You got this. I know you can do it.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, well, let's dive in.
Awesome. Let's do it. Guys, Reddit stories. Reddit never fails us. I tend to find myself scrolling through TikTok, watching Reddit stories, and then searching for part twos. So we want to share that. So these are at-home horror Reddit stories, and we've done some at-home horror stories, but it's always been submissions from you guys. So we want to go to Reddit. I feel like Reddit will be a little crazy. So let's pull up our fun list.
Do you want to start with the first one?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Okay, the first one, the cinnamon mask that set my face on fire. I read online that cinnamon was great for acne, so I made a DIY mask with honey and a generous amount of cinnamon powder. The moment I applied it, I felt a warm sensation, but I figured that meant it was working. A few minutes later, my face was on fire. I tried to wipe it off, but the damage was done. My skin was bright red, irritated, and felt raw to the touch. I looked like I had a terrible sunburn. Turns out cinnamon is super irritating and can cause actual chemical burns. I spent the next week slathering aloe vera on my face and praying my skin would forgive me. Okay, I just pray in situations like that when you get that bad of a reaction that you don't get pigmentation from it.
Way. Oh my gosh, there my sister, I'm gonna call her out, my sister Juliana, she had seen online that like you could do this topical concoction of, I can't even remember what it was, but it was something yellow, some topical concoction that you could put over your chest that would really help with like respiratory issues, like if you had a lingering cough or something. And so she did it and she accidentally fell asleep with it and it gave her literal burns on her entire décolleté and
Oh.
hyperpigmented. And I'm pretty sure she still has some of that and it's been years since, but it was like splotchy and it like had eaten away at parts of her skin. I mean, she could
Oh.
breathe, but man, she also like burned to death. It was crazy.
That's sad.
Yeah. Okay. This next one says the DIY chemical peel that melted my face. Oh, shiz. I had seen people raving about chemical peels online. I thought, why not try it myself? I found a bottle of glycolic acid on Amazon, 70% concentration. Barf.
70%.
It says I figured higher percentage means better results, right? Oh, how I was wrong. I applied it all over my face and it felt like a tingling sensation. Good sign, I thought. But within a minute, it escalated to a full-on burning. Panicked, I ran to wash it off. My skin was already melting. It turned bright red, then started peeling off in patches the next few days. I was left raw, oozing spots that took weeks to heal. I essentially had given myself a chemical burn. I learned the hard way that professional peels are not the same as slathering high-strength acid on your face at home. That is actually so dangerous that people can actually purchase that.
No, it makes me wonder why microneedling devices and chemical peels are for sale and how these companies are still able to sell them without being sued.
Like actually, like that sounds like it's meant for her friggin' swimming pool.
No, like you might as well just stick your face in the pool of chemicals. That's sad because you don't know any better when you're not trained in it, and so you just like want to help. And also too, like I know there's people who are like, I don't know if I can afford to go to an esthetician. Totally understandable, and you want to figure it out yourself. So that does make me sad, and that's on the people who sell that product. They should not be selling that product for just anyone to purchase.
Yeah. Okay, we're gonna jump into an ad really quick. This episode is sponsored by Better Days. You guys, like I talked about last week, Better Days has been one of my favorite products for the last few years. I feel like they make some of the best greens powders I have ever tried in my entire life. So if you're looking for the best tasting greens on the market, Look no further than Better Days. They have no artificial flavors, no added sugars, and they have digestive enzymes to help reduce bloating. And all these natural feel-good products have 13 different flavors to choose from and are available in caffeinated and non-caffeinated. If greens aren't your thing, better hormones and better hydration are other options that they have as well. So use our code THESKINCLUB10 for 10% off of your order. Your day just got better with Better Days. Again, that is our code THESKINCLUB10 for 10% off of your order. You guys are seriously going to love it.
Let's talk about Lissy Skincare. We love Lissy. She is one of our good friends here at the Skin Club podcast. And she has an episode with us that you can scroll back a couple episodes down and listen to. She started her skincare line called Lissy Skincare with a goal to help clear acne and fungal acne. She has personal experience struggling with acne for 10 plus years and wanted to help. She is viral for her Mandelic serum, and according to customer reviews, it has helped customers improve every type of acne, including hormonal, inflamed, cystic, fungal, and more. All products were made to be acne safe, and they are also breastfeeding and pregnancy safe. Try the vitamin C serum out for scars, aging, pigmentation, and her hydrating serum and moisturizer for soft, plump and hydrated skin. Lissy Skincare also has a wholesale program for estheticians so they can give their clients these amazing results while also growing their own business. So go to lissyskincare.com and use code SKINCLUBPODCAST at checkout for 10% off your order. That's LISSskincare.com. Use code SKINCLUBPODCAST for 10% off your order.
Love it. Also, little side note to Lissy Skincare, Ryder literally stole all of my product, literally every single one, and he put it in his work bag because he goes to the gym before he goes to work. And he does his full-on regimen. All of those cute, vibrant colors. He puts them on the counter at the gym and does his skincare after his workout, after he showers there, in front of everyone in the freaking locker room.
Yes, that is a man that doesn't care that his bottles are pink.
No, absolutely. And that's why his skin, it has been looking literally fabulous. Oh, let me give you guys an update. Like, this is actually like real testimonial. My husband was on antibiotics a couple of times. I think I talked to you guys about this last year for a lung abscess that he had. And he ended up getting terrible acne, like literally full face acne that he has never had before. It looked very fungal. And then his entire back was broken out. Like every single pore on his back had a breakout on it. And no joke, he started doing Lissy's stuff and his face has been clear. No joke. Ever since he started that, like it's probably been what, 3 weeks, 4 weeks ago that we've had it. He's done it consistently and his forehead is completely clear. And it was literally like so pebbly and so bumpy. And now it's clear. Just testimony.
I love that. No, it like really is so great. That's all I've been using on my skin for the past like 4 weeks. Like that's literally the only thing I do. My her cleanser in the morning, her aloe vera cleanser. I do her vitamin C, her healing serum, moisturizer, sunscreen. She doesn't have a sunscreen, but just a random sunscreen. And then nighttime with the Mandelic. Like so,
Amazing.
it is so
Love
so good.
it.
I love that testimonial. From Ryder. That's really great.
I should take an updated forehead pic for him.
You should. I'm sure Lissy would love that. You should add it to the reviews. Her page has a lot of reviews if you go to her website, and a lot of people share their own before and afters on there.
Yes, I'll have to do that. Okay, next one. Is it mine or yours?
I think me, I think. Oh,
Okay,
yes,
yeah.
because it was the chemical peel one last. Okay. So the next one is the coconut oil sunburn from hell. I was at the beach and realized I forgot my sunscreen. I had heard somewhere that coconut oil had natural SPF, so I figured it was better than nothing. I slathered it on and spent the whole day in the sun. By that evening, my skin was a disaster. My face and shoulders were bright red, hot to the touch, and started blistering. It was one of the worst sunburns I've ever experienced. The pain was unbearable, and the peeling lasted for weeks. After some
Oh.
Googling, I found out that coconut oil's SPF is around 4, which does absolutely nothing against the skin. Never again. Not to mention the pore cloggage that comes with it. But that makes me sad because I have been there where I've been so terribly sunburned that like you can't even sleep because you can't get comfortable because of just how uncomfortable you are in your skin.
Yes. Okay. To add to that, when Ryder and I were dating, this was like 10 years ago, we went to Mexico together and he got incredibly sunburned. And this was at the time that like everyone was talking about coconut oil all over your body. So great, so hydrating, so awesome, so healing. I slathered that shiz all over his back and he got the worst breakouts all over his back, his arms, everything. And I'm like, so sorry. I had no idea that was going to happen. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know like all the details about coconut oil and actually what healing components it does, but it definitely did not work for me.
Just don't do at home sunscreen. Like, just get the good stuff. There's a reason why, I mean, Lissy talked about this in her episode with us. There's a reason why it's such a hard process to formulate sunscreen and going through the FDA and everything. Like, it is such a long process for a reason. It has to be formulated correctly. And so just don't do it at home. Like, just trust the chemist. Get that sunscreen, whether it be over the counter, whatever you do, just please protect your skin.
Yeah, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. Okay, the essential oil nightmare. I kept hearing that tea tree oil was a great spot treatment for acne, so I figured it would work even better if I used it undiluted. One night, I put pure tea tree oil directly on a few pimples before bed. When I woke up, my skin was angry. The spots where I had applied the oil were red, inflamed, and burning. It looked like I had a chemical burns in random spots on my face. Turns out, tea tree oil is way too strong to use undiluted and can cause serious irritation. I had to deal with peeling sensitivity and even worse breakouts for weeks. That's so sad.
That is sad. Okay, the next one, the retinol purge. I was so excited to start using retinol. I had heard it was the holy grail for acne and anti-aging, so I lathered it on every single night without a second thought. By the end of the first week, my skin was peeling like crazy. My face felt tight, sensitive, and raw. My usual moisturizer burned when I applied it. My breakouts got worse, and I have painful dry patches everywhere. After some research, I realized I completely wrecked my skin barrier. I was supposed to slowly introduce retinol maybe twice a week and use lots of hydration. Instead, I went full throttle, paid the price, and it took months to repair my skin after that.
Oh my gosh.
You know, I mean, this is also another point to bring up why we love Alpharet because it's the potency without the irritation. But another thing I always like to tell my clients is to listen to your skin intuition. If you are feeling dry, irritated, like cut back. I'd rather you be less aggressive than more aggressive. And so just listen to how your skin's feeling if you are a client out there listening.
Absolutely. Oh, the peel off mask that was basically glue. I saw those trendy black peel off masks that supposedly remove blackheads and decided to try one. I applied a thick layer and let it completely dry. When it was time to peel it off, I quickly realized it was not coming off easily. As I tried to remove it, it felt like I was ripping off my own skin. Tears streamed down my face as I pulled out tiny hairs. Left my skin burning red and even took off some actual skin layers in places. My face stung for days, and I swore I had broken capillaries around my nose. Never again.
I'm not gonna lie. I've been tempted to get the pore strips from the store for my blackheads.
I used to do them all the time in high school. Like, I loved them. But also, like, they leave like holes in my nose that would just fill up again.
I know. I like even now, like when I know I shouldn't do it, but like every time I walk past them in the store, I like stare at them and like have to sit there and be like, don't do it.
That song plays as she walks away longingly.
Exactly.
I'll just do it for the clout. Say, I'm an esthetician. I'm going to use one of these so I can show you how it wrecks my skin and then just see how much it helps you.
Yeah, but I'm like secretly loving it, but telling people don't do this, and I keep doing it over and
You
over.
know what you should get? You know those like little tweezers that are like for your pores?
Oh my gosh, yes, I have them.
My gosh, what do you do them?
Yeah.
They work?
Yeah, I pluck them out.
Wait, let me do it.
You want to do it? That's the thing. I have blackheads and sebaceous filament for days. Like I could tweeze nightly if I wanted.
Hey, bring him to Utah. I want to do it.
You're recovering and just like working on my face while you're recovering.
Gotta do something, man.
It's so funny. Which I'm so excited.
I am stoked.
I mean, we're only there for like 24 hours, but it's gonna be so fun.
You need that. What's the audio? The whip them out. Let me see them. AM to
Drop
PM.
the song.
No, yeah, it's like a TikTok sound. I hope someone knows what I'm talking about. It's talking about titties. It's like whip them titties out from the AM to the PM. Okay, I'm so sorry if you have children in the car. My goodness. Anyways, but it's a sound.
Okay, but
A lot of girls were using it for Valentine's Day and like reading my husband's Valentine's Day card to me. Anyways.
I don't know if I know that one, but I know like the country song, the drop them out, let me see them knockers, that one.
Yeah, that one too. We need to save all the audio sounds when we go in for these.
Yes, I don't know if you've noticed, but on the Skin Club TikTok, I keep sending it videos for inspiration sounds that I thought we could use while
Oh, I
we're.
haven't seen that. I'll have to go look.
Yes, it'll be fun.
Okay, bye.
Okay. Oh my gosh, this title scares me. The expired moisturizer that ruined my face. One night, I found an old tub of moisturizer at the back of my cabinet. I figured, it looks fine, and slathered it on before bed. By morning, my face was itchy and covered in bumps. By the afternoon, it had turned into full-blown cystic acne. My skin was inflamed, itchy, and felt infected. I checked the expiration date. 3 years expired. Turns out, old skincare can harbor bacteria and mold, even if it looks fine. Lesson learned: always check expiration dates before putting things on your face.
That's insane.
Just so you guys know, if you don't know, a lot of Estes probably will, but if you look at the back of your bottle, there's typically going to be a tub with a cap on it, half off, and it'll say like six on it, that or six like MO. That means after opening it, it's only good for 6 months. So that's just something to keep in mind with your skincare.
Thanks for the reminder. The baking soda exfoliation that destroyed my skin. I read somewhere that baking soda is a great natural exfoliator. The logic seemed solid. It's gritty, it's cheap, and it's in my kitchen. So I mixed it with a little water and scrubbed it all over my face. I've literally done this before. At first, my skin felt smooth, but within hours, my face became tight, dry, and irritated. By the next day, I had red burning patches, and my skin felt raw. Turns out baking soda messes with your skin's pH, stripping away in its natural barrier. I spent weeks dealing with dry, flaking skin and broke out worse than ever. Never again.
Unfortunately, I have also done this.
Oh, jeez.
Well, how many more do we want to read? We have a lot on here. I didn't even realize how far into this episode are we?
One or two more. I'll
Okay.
stop. I keep ending all of mine with never again.
This whole episode, just title this episode Never Again.
Never again. Make it a title. Love it. Let's do the lemon juice one.
Oh, lemon juice. Okay. There she is. Is it me? Okay. I think we all know where this is going. One summer, I decided to try a natural way to lighten dark spots. Yep. It seemed harmless enough, so I squeezed some fresh lemon juice onto a cotton pad and applied it directly to my face. It burned, but I figured that meant it was working. Figured it meant it was working. The next morning, my skin was inflamed and covered in red patches. And then, to make things worse, I went outside by the sun to end the day, and my skin was even darker than before in random spots. Turns out lemon juice and sun equals a chemical reaction called phytophotodermatitis, which causes severe burns and pigmentation. My skin took months to heal, and I ended up with more dark spots than I started with. Margarita burn, my friends.
Jeez, that's awful.
That's why you don't drink margaritas or citrusy things by the pool.
Yeah. My Lanta. Well, this was fun. Never again. Just kidding. We'll do this again, but never will we do any of those at-home treatments like that ever again.
Other people's trauma is our entertainment.
Yes, it is. Well, guys. We hope that you guys enjoyed today's funny, kind of sad episode. Oh, if you guys have any requests of things that you guys would like to hear, please submit it to us. We'd love to hear from you. And don't forget to leave us a rating and review. It means the world to us when you guys do that. And to all of you who will be at the Skin Games, we will see you so soon. And if y'all are in Utah and like, a week and a half, let us know because we'll be there too. So we maybe can go get ice cream or something.
Yes, we'll see. We'll see what you feel up to.
Fine. I'll be fine. I'll be good. But, anyways, we love you guys. We will see you guys next week. Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Skin Club Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. We would love to hear from you.
Also, follow us on Instagram at the Skin Club Podcast. Feel free to message us for recommendations on future episodes and let us know what you would like to hear on the next podcast episode. Thanks for listening.